USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Israel has agreed to implement daily four-hour ceasefires in Gaza in the conflict against Hamas.
It should hopefully give some room for people, civilians, innocent civilians, to move out of places where there's heavy fighting going on.
White House Deputy Press Secretary Olivia Dalton described the agreement as a significant step. Additionally, further humanitarian aid is being facilitated through the Rafah crossing in Egypt. Next week, President Biden is anticipated to have a direct meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping. The leaders are set to talk during the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation event in San Francisco. Officials from both the U.S. and China have voiced a mutual interest in enhancing relations between the two nations. GOP Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is introducing a resolution to initiate the impeachment of the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas. Greene alleges that Mayorkas has committed high crimes and misdemeanors pertaining to the U.S. southern border. The House has a window of 2 legislative days to cast their votes on the resolution. Taking to social media platform X today, West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin announced he will not be running for re-election in 2024.
What I will be doing is traveling the country and speaking out to see if there is an interest in creating a movement to mobilize the middle and bring Americans together.
Manchin said he feels he's accomplished all he can for West Virginia. This almost certainly guarantees Republicans an additional Senate seat in the deeply red state. A new study from the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development found that binge drinking around the world is very popular. The country that does it the most is Denmark, followed by Romania, and then Britain. Nearly 1 in 5 adults reported heavy drinking at least once a month, on average, across 29 countries in 2019. Binge drinking is defined as having at least 6 drinks in a single session. This is USA News.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Jared Leto channeled his inner Spider-Man today. The actor and singer revealed on the Today Show that he scaled a section of the Empire State Building earlier in the day to promote the global tour of his band, 30 Seconds to Mars.
I made it to the top, and I was just saying I saw my mother in the window of the 80th floor, and that was a nice surprise.
Leto, a passionate climber, said climbing the building has been a long-time item on his bucket list. His ascent, which took approximately 20 minutes, occurred on the building's east side, taking him from floors 84 to 100. And placing him nearly 1,300 feet above ground. It's expected that the Senate Judiciary Committee will pass subpoenas for Harlan Crow and Leonard Leo in relation to an ethics inquiry concerning the Supreme Court. There are accusations that conservative justices may have received hospitality and travel from Crow and others without proper disclosure. 35 years is a long time to wait for an award in any genre.
Congratulations to Tracy Chapman, who continues to make history with her 1988 hit, Fast Car. It won Song of the Year at last night's Country Music Awards. Chapman wasn't present to receive the award, but she did send a message along. She thanked the CMAs, and a special thank you to Luke Combs, who re-recorded that song and sent it flying up the country charts. I'm Corey Myers.
I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA. Or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.